Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
AT&T and Verizon announced Tuesday they will delay this week's scheduled rollout of 5G cellular signals near some airports due to concerns from the aviation industry. The concern is the 5G spectrum is too close to the airline landing computer systems and could create delays or even worse. Pushing the narrative of nationalizing elections, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer told lawmakers Tuesday they're going after the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get the legislation passed. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom of Vote Act are needed as Schumer accused state-level Republicans of trying to take away the vote from younger, black and brown, elderly, minority and low-income voters. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin at a press conference says there are already laws on the books to prevent what Schumer is talking about.
The laws there, the rules are there, and basically the government. The government will stand behind them and make sure they have the right to vote.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. That was a simple deterrent that curbed most violent crime in America. Now with crime spiking in major cities throughout the United States, soft-on-crime DAs are being targeted for recall elections. One DA in Southern California might be the subject of a second recall.
Spiking crime in Los Angeles and criticism of District Attorney George Gascon calling for lenient charges and sentences for the offenders are fueling another effort to recall him. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva telling Fox News he's confident in the latest recall effort.
The recall is now gaining steam. There's a petition that's already being approved by the Register Recorder. This can be out in circulation, so the organizers are going to definitely do a better job this time than they did the last time because they're more organized now and they're well-funded.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Reverend Gerald Murray of the Archdiocese of New York was on Newsmax last night talking about a small minority of people that have a hostility to the teachings of Christianity in the United States.
We have this whole gender fluidity problem in the United States, you know, people claiming to be transgender, going from male to female and vice versa. Religion, specifically Christianity, the majority religion in the United States, teaches that you are what God made you. Hostility to that teaching and to others, the Catholic Church, for instance, is quite clear. There's no such thing as same-sex marriage. Abortion is immoral. All of these things are always getting under the skin of left-wing activists who have a lot of influence now. We know that from the White House. I mean, here we have the scandal of a Catholic president of the United States who's a prime supporter of abortion. So things like this, where even Catholics in influential positions turn against the church, do lead to a rational conclusion that religion and religious doctrine is being deprecated, fought against, and used to basically marginalize a whole part of America. And by the way, most Americans are religious. Most Americans believe in God. So this really is a small minority trying to use government authority and other forms of pressure to put religion out of society, and we must resist that.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
And you got to understand, you got to be all in here because the left is all in. They're relentless. We've seen this over the decades, and this is how they got where they are today. And maybe you're waking up to the reality of going, how did this happen? Well, it happened while we were busy, you know, raising our kids and trying to provide for our families. And meanwhile, they've been using our government against us, our very own tax money against us. It's not right, and no question about it. It's frustrating that we're here, but we have to push back. And we got a little bit of an example of what to do with the families in Virginia. But we cannot think it's one and done. I mean, we have got to push back, and we've got to make up for this lost time when we weren't. I mean, here it was this past Monday. We celebrated Martin Luther King's birthday. And you got Nancy Pelosi going right off the skids. I mean, losing her absolute loving mind over voting rights and how she presented, Martin Luther King was incredible. Rick Manning is with us now from Get Liberty, Americans for Limited Government. And Rick, I got to tell you, when I heard Nancy Pelosi going off the rails, I had to call Dr. Alveda King, and I said, tell me that your uncle, there's no way that he would have objected to the way he was being misrepresented by the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, I think that we can get a little academic on it, but the fact of the matter is there's always been a fight between two factions in terms of blacks becoming and more empowered in the country. And this has gone back to the turn of the 20th century, back in the 1890s, the 2010s. And one is the Booker T. Washington mode, which is you go out, you compete, you work your tail off, and effectively you force people to accept you. And as a result, you force people to accept people who are black. That was Booker T. Washington's model. He founded Tuskegee Institute as a result, invented George Crowe Washington's peanut. But he was an inventor. He was a guy who was a teacher. He was a leader. And then you had the Eugene V. And Martin Luther King comes out of the Booker T. Washington mode, okay? Mm-hmm. Then you have Dubois, who was W.E.B. Dubois, who was more along the lines of Malcolm X. And he was, you don't integrate, you fight. And it's more of a war. The difference, right. What Nancy Pelosi and the left have kind of embraced is that socialist model. And Dubois was a socialist, or Marxist, actually. So they've embraced the Marxist model of not integrating, of having segregation, and essentially creating almost a permanent racial divide. Mm-hmm. And that's where, and so that's the challenge here. That's a long time thing. Pelosi's come down on the side of, astonishingly, on the side against everything Martin Luther King stood for in terms of it being the content of your character yep. and the like. It's just astonishing.
Yeah, but it's amazing how she has, you know, squared up a circle and force-fed it into her ideology, you know, to come up with this, this idea that, that Martin Luther King would be insulted by the voting rights, and having, states be responsible for controlling the vote and not having it federalized. And, because the thing is, I mean, the Democrats on one hand say that every vote counts, but they don't have any problem with a system that negates votes because of mail-in voting. And there's been enough research and history on this to see what happened. Of course, we most recently saw what happened in 2020, but everybody's in denial there, and they don't even want to investigate it or really do a deep-down look-see into it. They think, well, the federal courts have already turned it down, but they've not turned it down on substance. They've turned it down on process, have they not?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. The federal courts made a decision that they didn't want to get involved in the 2020 election. That was so there was no case you could bring forward that the federal courts would accept. You can tell that by the fact that in the case in Pennsylvania, where they had clear voting rights violations, where it was obvious that they didn't follow their own state law, that the court said, nope, we're not touching it. Now, interestingly, here's the kernel of truth. Every line needs a kernel of truth. And the kernel of truth is that the Voting Rights Act did, in fact, federalize the election process, at least federal oversight, of the election process in southern states. That was in the 1960s, at a time when there was, in fact, discrimination and overt attempts to not allow blacks to have the same capacity to vote as whites. So Martin Luther King did want the federalization of that on that particular point. The challenge is we're not in the 1960s anymore. We're not in we're in the 2020s, and to try to apply the logic of that where we are right now in the 2020s, where discrimination in voting doesn't exist, it just doesn't exist, and to say that, for instance, somehow black people don't have the capacity to get driver's licenses and government-issued identifications is just patently absurd. It's racist on its face.
And yet,
that's what Nancy Pelosi is really arguing, and the reason she does not want that is because when you are actually enforcing the one person, one vote principle, it negates the ability to cheat. And that's the thing that they desperately want. They want as many holes in the system as possible to allow for as much cheating as possible, because they don't believe in the actual fundamental aspect of voting, and that Martin Luther King and everybody else at one point agreed upon, and that is that one person, one vote. That is exactly fundamental to our country, and it's rejected by the Democrats, and that's the scary part about this. If we can't agree on that, I don't know what else we can agree on.
Well, the Democrats, part of their DNA, Rick, of the truth being known, is they want an insured outcome. They want a guaranteed outcome. And the only way they can do that is by, cheating, taking control of the system. Even if you listen to what Joe Biden had to say on Martin Luther King's birthday as well, which I thought was quite interesting. He says, I don't care about who votes. I care about who counts the votes. Well, interesting. That's what Stalin said. He said it doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts the votes. So what does that tell you?
I think it tells you all you need to know. Yeah, I was astonished by that. Joe Biden should have known better. Whoever wrote that speech for him should be fired.
Well, that's the problem. See, when you take things and you plagiarize and you borrow other people's things and you don't even look at the sourcing of it, you can get yourself in trouble. Either it was a blatant mistake that they've never said anything about and walked it back whatsoever, or he really meant it. Because this is the one thing about ideologues and the Democrats. I always say they self-indict. All you got to do is listen. They'll tell you what they're doing.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 75 years of global radio outreach, we are truly humbled by the way God is using the Tide Ministry to draw people into His loving embrace. It's exciting to hear from people around the world about how they first heard the gospel through one of our radio programs. Our Diamond Vision first aims to amplify our outreach so even more people can hear about Jesus. We've defined Magnify as the second facet of the Tide Diamond Vision. We are extremely grateful for the generous support donors joyfully provide, and Magnify defines how we hope to build on that foundation by raising awareness and inspiring more people to engage with us and shine the light of Christ into hearts shrouded in spiritual darkness. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision to magnify local support and engage donors across North America so that more people may hear the good news, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back, America. Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Thank you for joining us. Rick Manning is with us, as Rick is so faithful to do so on most Wednesdays at this time, and we're always grateful for his insight. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, this whole issue of equity and expected outcome and all that sort of thing, The Democrats have really driven this in the ground to such a degree that, you know, the outcome that they're getting may not be the best outcome, but it's the outcome that they want. And this idea of equity, I mean, who decides equity? You know, our founding fathers, and let's even go to God himself, had set up the playing field in such a way that it is a meritocracy in a sense, that you will reap what you sow. And for those that work hard and go after it, they deserve their earnings. You know, what we try to do, at least philosophically in this country, is level the playing field in such a way to where there is an opportunity for all to succeed. But, you know, we have problems, especially when the government or oligarchs get in the way and they start cheating and start trying to, you know, play with equity or to, you know, affect a natural outcome. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it's really fair. And from a biblical perspective, we have the, you know, certainly the parable of talents, which leads us to this, you know, Jesus tells the parable of talents. And, you know, God, the person who's God in the parable gives three people one money. One gives 10 talents, one gives 5 talents, one gets one. Or 5, 3, and 1, that's what it is. And so the person with 5 talents comes back, says, comes back in a year. Person with 5 talents doubles it. And God lets him keep the doubling. This person who got 3 talents doubles it as well and gets it. The person who got 1 talent buried it in the ground because they were afraid they would lose it. And they were afraid they'd get punished for losing it. And the person, and, you know, God takes that talent from that person who buried it and gives it to the person who had 5 and who maximized the talents. And that just shows that what you're not going to have equity. Equity means, in the Democratic parlance, equal outcomes. It is not, and the people who are going to determine what equal outcomes are is the government, not markets. So that's different. They're using a term that sounds like equality, that to mean something exactly the opposite in terms of what equality of opportunity means versus equality of outcomes. So equity means equality of outcomes, which obviously means the person who works their tail off and, you know, invents things that dramatically improve the world should end up with the same size house and the same food and the same car and the same everything as the person who does nothing their entire life and doesn't work, puts no effort in, and just expects to be taken care of. That's the basis of communism. Mm-hmm. And so when they say equity, understand, that's Marxist.
Yes.
And that's what they are saying. That's what they're proposing. That's what they say they want. And so it is so we have to take them at their word when they say that. We have to believe them when they tell us that they believe that the fundamental principle of fairness is that no matter what you do, you're going to have your stuff, the things you've earned taken from you and given to somebody who did not earn it. That's what they say, that's what they believe, and that's what they want to impose. Now, recognize, with the exception of Nancy Pelosi, who is able to trade on stocks that don't have...
Funny you should say that. I was just thinking that. Go ahead.
So she's, with the exception of the elites always, you know, get the nice cars and stuff, and get to live have the nice dacas on the lake and all that.
And ice cream.
You and me that have
they get ice cream.
Yeah, and ice cream.
Exactly.
And they get ice cream. All the vanilla ice cream they can eat. Or whatever that was in that giant ice cream freezer she had. But
yeah.
No, that's equity. When government decides who wins and who loses, the only people who win are the people who are in government.
Yeah, exactly. It's the elites. It's all about the elites. It's the government of, for, by the elites. I mean, forget about we the people. that's out the door. I mean, and you hear them, even when they talk about the Constitution. They, in fact, in many ways, they avoid talking about the Constitution. You know, and every once in a while it galls me. They try to say that, you know, Nancy Pelosi says she supports it. But, you know, I would, I might give them a little bit more credibility, you know, to your point, if Nancy Pelosi took all that insider money that she had and shared it with everybody else, right? Not about to do that.
Well, and the fundamental, to go down the pathway on the insider trading, the fundamental unfairness of that is that in order for there to be winners in those markets, there have to be losers, because somebody has to sell the stock in order to get, and they're playing on a different playing field. And the reason insider trading is illegal is because it means somebody with special information that isn't available to anybody else is essentially ripping off the rest of everybody else who's operating in the market in a fair and honest way.
That's an unfair advantage, clearly.
They're taking unfair advantage, and I think whether or not what the Pelosi scam in terms of investing was legal, which I think is dubious, but whether it's illegal or not, it certainly was unethical, and most importantly, it tells you everything you need to know, that the same woman who sits here and wants to yell about equity to us, wants to talk about raising other people up, when she has the power, she uses to enrich herself. The Pelosi's are very wealthy. They are very wealthy. They live in a very nice house. They have all the ice cream they can eat. They don't need more. But avarice is the one thing that's never satisfied.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the thing is, three, 4 years ago, Peter Schweitzer wrote about this insider trading, and Nancy Pelosi called her out directly. And up until that point, according when you asked the ethics committee, what's the story of this? Well, you know, they kind of try to justify it and say, well, yeah, you know, it's kind of, you know, morally, it's immoral. Yeah, but we kind of allowed it to happen. And then they came out and said, hey, they were going to stop doing it. But you knew, you know, these are most of these people are attorneys. They know how to get around this and work the angle. They're not going to give that up easily. So they found a go around, you know, they were able to get around it. And here it is, you know, Nancy Pelosi's doing it. So anyway, that aside,
but there's a political point to make on that, Bill. We are in a perfect storm for the Democrats being really, really, really having a generational beatdown in the 2022 election. And I compare the stock trading with Nancy Pelosi to what we saw in 1994 when we had the House Bank scandal where everybody was bouncing checks and ripping off the House Bank. And they were doing all sorts of crazy stuff that was nobody else would ever get away with. And we had some people lose in that election. Diane Ross Senkowski, who was the House Ways and Means Committee in a dead Democrat district. There was no way he could lose in that Chicago district. He lost.
Yes.
And that's the upshot here. It's not just that they're not doing the people's business. It's not just that they're not doing what people want them to do. It's not just that they're trying to turn the country into a socialist country. It's that they're stealing from everybody. Yes. And everybody gets it. And that's the problem they're going to have, is they have no philosophical underpinning that's going to save them. They have no leadership underpinning in Joe Biden that's going to save them. And they have no moral underpinning because they're stealing through this kind of insider trading. And that is the perfect storm that can't be survived politically.
About a minute left here. This is why they're so desperate about voter reform. They want to control the outcome, Rick. They're in trouble here. And they, by all metrics, they should get, like you say, a generational beatdown, almost like that would be epic. It would be historic because of what they have done on so many levels. It's more than just socialism. It's the fact that they have stolen from the people, and the people are starting to see it. And this is why I look at, for the first time in how long, Rick, you got more people who are registered as Republicans than Democrats. I mean,
it hasn't happened for a long time. Just one thing.
Ten seconds left, real quick. Go ahead.
When you think about who counts the votes, just remember the brown paper over the window so nobody can see the vote counters.
Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government.
30-year mortgage in half the time. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
AT&T and Verizon announced Tuesday they will delay this week's scheduled rollout of 5G cellular signals near some airports due to concerns from the aviation industry. The concern is the 5G spectrum is too close to the airline landing computer systems and could create delays or even worse. Pushing the narrative of nationalizing elections, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer told lawmakers Tuesday they're going after the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get the legislation passed. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom of Vote Act are needed as Schumer accused state-level Republicans of trying to take away the vote from younger, black and brown, elderly, minority, and low-income voters. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin at a press conference says there are already laws on the books to prevent what Schumer is talking about.
The law's there, the rules are there, and basically the government. The government will stand behind them and make sure they have a right to vote.
USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We got Jenny Beth Martin standing ready to come on to talk about these vaccine mandates. I mean, this is a pandemic of pandemics. I mean, now we're having a pandemic on these vaccine mandates. I don't know if you've heard about this. Austria has gone off they really got off the rails. They're going to fine their people €3,600 for not getting vaccinated. Greece has a fine that they're imposing for people 60 plus. Italy also. Quebec, significant fines as well. Philippines, it's jail for you. Singapore is also they will not pay the COVID-related medical bills. The government will no longer be responsible. They're not going to pay it if you're unvaccinated. And here in the United States, the swords are out, Jenny Beth, and it's incredible what they're doing. And as you say, what they're proposing here is totally un-American.
It is un-American, and it is time to stop with the mandates, especially mandates that have not gone. If they're a mandate and they're not a law, it really and truly is time to stop. There is a time for a short-term emergency, and then there is a time when we have to legislate and pass bills through a legislature of elected people who represent our will. And we're so far removed from that in many cases. And the mandates are not working. We've had more people since the The mask mandate happened last year from President Biden, and the vaccine mandates have gone into effect. We've had more people who have had COVID than we had the year before when we didn't even have the vaccine available. And we know how to treat it early. We know who is at the greatest risk. And we need to be educating people on how to treat it early and what to look for and what kind of medicine that they may need to take, and to make sure that the monoclonal antibodies are available, which
exactly
right before Christmas, they haven't been available.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, they're not, and it seems obvious that they're not interested in these therapeutics that are helping people. Now, fortunately, they're frontline doctors who take their Socratic oath seriously in doing no harm, and they're prescribing these therapeutics and keeping people out of danger. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter that Omicron is more, you know, I guess if you want to say more volatile and transmissible, clearly that seems to be going on. But look at the lethality. I mean, less than 2%. I mean, it's clear to your point is that, you know, the time for mandates are gone. And even the Supreme Court suggested as much, telling, you know, Congress, look, you've had over a year. You've done nothing. And now you come to us to be the savior of the world. You know, this is something that you need to handle. You know, we're not going to go along with this. And thank God, as far as the OSHA mandate for private businesses, they went along there. I think, in my humble opinion, I would have liked to have seen them also do the same thing for public employees.
Yeah, I would have liked to see them do the same thing for public employees and to do the same thing for those healthcare workers who may be receiving
yes.
money from the federal government. And in fact, Bill, there's a protest this weekend, or maybe I shouldn't call it a protest. I should call it a demonstration and a march and a rally, because
right.
the mood and the tone of this is not as much of a protest as it is a demonstration in Washington, D.C., called the Defeat the Mandates, D.C.com, Defeat the Mandates, D.C.com. And they are urging people to stand together, regardless of party affiliation, and say that it is time to end the mandates. And I think those of us who benefited from the Supreme Court ruling about OSHA really need to be standing up for the doctors and the nurses and the other healthcare professionals who did not get the same kind of ruling from the Supreme Court. We need to stand up and urge the mandates to stop for them as well. And
exactly.
isn't it so ironic that the Supreme Court made the decision for non-medical experts about whether they need to have a mandate, but then they said it's okay for the medical experts, or the people who went through medical school, to mandate for them to take
right.
it. Even though they're the ones who are the experts, they would know better than anyone whether they need it or natural immunity works.
Exactly. And they've been on the front line all along when everybody else was staying away. They were the ones dealing with this. And thank you very much. You know, your big prize is you get to get federally mandated, and your job is at risk and your freedoms are taken away from you. This is amazing. You know, just to go back on what you said earlier, you know, it's interesting that conservatives cannot use the word protest, but liberals can use protest.
Yes, that's true. But I do think there's a distinction, because I've done both, when you're protesting something versus when it is a demonstration or a rally.
Mm-hmm.
And a
right.
protest usually is a little bit, the emotion is much angrier. And in this one, they're making, I'm not the one who's in charge of it, so I want to be true to the language that they're using. It's a demonstration. They want everyone to come mm-hmm. in peace. And they're taking the same route for their march that Martin Luther King Jr. took. So they're going from the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Memorial, and then they'll be speaking from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. And
that's going to happen on Sunday, right?
That is going to happen on Sunday on the 23rd. And then, of course, on Friday will be the pro-life March for Life that happens in D.C. every year.
Well, excellent. Well, you know, look at the American people are coming together, Jenny Beth, and you have been very much at the vanguard bringing people together to realize that this is our government, that we can do something about it, and it's time to activate our citizenship. You can no longer sit back. I mean, the reason we are in the predicament that we're in right now, in the middle of all this chaos, and up is down and down is up, and it just doesn't make sense anymore, whether we're talking about CRT, vaccine mandates, and the extreme ways in which they're going, and is because we have allowed the ruling elites to take over, and we've got to reclaim our government.
We do. We absolutely must reclaim our government. And standing up against the mandates is one way to do it, making sure that we're watching. You know, the list can go on and on and on. Watching out for schools, calling the Senate this week to say don't break the rules to change the rules to pass a law that the majority of your chamber doesn't even want passed in the first place, mm-hmm. regarding the Washington takeover of elections and the possibility of getting rid of the filibuster. There's a lot that we have to do to stand up for our freedom. But the good thing is we are able to do that freely, and we are able to mm-hmm. do that peacefully, and we can exercise our First Amendment to do it. And that's part of the reason why the First Amendment protects our right to free speech.
Exactly. And this is a time for us to really up our game when it comes to our knowledge, to pursue the truth, to make sure what we're reading and what we're being informed with and by is credible. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, her statements on Martin Luther King's birthday about voting rights was absolutely shameful. It was demagoguery at its worst. And, sadly, there are going to be some people that hurt her and are going to believe what she's saying. Even what Joe Biden talking about, Bull Connor, and talking about George Wallace. I mean, it's kind of amazing. And talking about these oppressive voting rights of the past, and how they encroached on voting rights, and these were all done by Democrats that he's citing. I mean, it's like,
right.
People, you got to understand what's going on here and how they're trying to work us and lie to us.
Right. The Democrats suppressed the vote previously, and now they're trying to make it easy to cheat, to rig the system in their favor. We need to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat.
Amen. I mean, and we've got to say that again, would you please? I mean, people need them. This is more than a bumper sticker and a T-shirt. This is something that has to be in the consciousness of every fair and freedom-loving American. Jenny Bass, say it again.
I said the Democrats were the ones who suppressed the vote previously. They're trying to rig the system right now to make it easy to cheat, so that they can win. What we need is easy to vote, but hard to cheat. It's that simple. Everyone should be able to vote, and every legal vote should be counted.
Jenny Beth Martin. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deirdre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, along with the plethora of these incredible guests that we're fortunate to get. As we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, we're not here about 8-second sound bites. We're here to really break this down, as we were sharing with Jenny Beth Martin, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, it's about knowledge, about us, as John Whitehead would say, it's knowledge that precedes action. And we want to make sure it's the right action. So we need good knowledge, right? It only seems to make sense that way. It's pretty academic. And, especially in this information age in which we live in, we are ourselves the filter between truth and lies and the deception. And there's plenty of stuff going out there right now. And so I think it's okay to have a natural, healthy skepticism about the information that's flying out there. And I would even say, even for this radio show, I don't have a problem. I mean, some people will send me an email and they apologize. Well, we're sorry, and I'm sorry that, I'm taking exception. No, don't apologize. You know, tell me how you feel. Let me know, if something is not correct, if we've made an error. Look at, I'm too old to have this kind of ego to think that. I'm some sort of godlike, perfect human being. I mean, every day I'm reminded how imperfect I am and how much I need God and how much we need one another. So as my dad used to say to me all the time, he'd say, William, and I could always tell when it was something serious because he used my formal name. He would say, William, not everyone has all the goods. And that would cause me to take pause and realize that maybe my ego needed to get pulled back in check and that I didn't, I needed to reassess this idea that it was all about me. So it is all about us. We the People. And thank you. And thank you for the emails, by the way. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Anytime, on any topic, let me know how you feel. Not threatened by it. We're encouraged. This is how we increase our knowledge, is in sharing and having this discussion. This is the big sin of this, these last two decades of the cancel culture, where we're not able to sit down and reason together. We've actually participated in dumbing down ourselves, because we're not having these conversations across party lines. And guess what? The elites love it, because they love it when we're divided. Because as we're divided, it lessens our power, and it gives them more power and control. Well, Chris Chmielewski is with us, the Numbers USA Deputy Director. Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. The Democrats cannot help themselves. Schumer's skull is busting wide open. Nancy Pelosi, it's just the gray matter is all over the place because of Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema wanting to hold tradition and keep the filibuster in place. And this power play, this desperate power play that they want to thrust upon the American people is dangerous on so many levels. And we've got examples of it. I mean, Harry Reid, may he rest in peace, was the one that blew it up the first time. And he was warned that this was going to come back and bite him. And in fact, during the Trump years, it did bite them. And Democrats couldn't say anything. But, they have such short memories, Chris. And here they are ready to do this again. And this is all, very dangerous, all for this alleged voting rights reform that they want to, they want to propose. And what they're calling for is a federal control of the voting process.
Yeah. And it's just a bizarre move, knowing that he doesn't have the votes. One of the things, as you saw with a floor debate over the Build Back Better package in the House of Representatives, is Pelosi kept on pulling it from the floor. She wouldn't have votes unless she knew she had the votes.
Exactly.
So this is just a strange strategy, knowing that Sinema and Manchin are hard-nosed, that they're going to go through with this. But, my concern is, yes, they want to create this special carve out in the filibuster for voting rights, but what else? I mean, this just,
yes.
As you started to allude to with Reid opening the door and then McConnell going through that door, this is going to open up the door for Senate Democrats, that if this thing actually works, which it doesn't sound like it is and has no chance of being successful. But if it were, what would be next? And that's my fear as somebody who works on the immigration issue, is we know what Democrats want to do with immigration. They just want to throw wide open the borders.
Right.
And
you're exactly right. Immigration happens to be in their crosshairs right now, and it will be something else, transgenderism. I mean, just go right on down the list of their favorite pet projects, and it's going to be shoved down everybody's throat. And then you have, meanwhile, you've abandoned the uniqueness of the Senate and made it, at that point you might well just add another 100 participants to the House of Representatives and get rid of the Senate, right?
Right. I will give credit to Senate leadership, Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn, because, a lot of times on these like niche type things, they often get outmaneuvered by Democrats. But earlier this week they said, okay, you want to do this? Here's what we're going to do once we take things over. And they just gave off this laundry list of GOP conservative priorities. That probably just solidified Manchin and Sinema's arguments that much more. And Sinema talks about, if we get rid of the filibuster, you're just going to have these massive shifts in public policy depending on who holds power, and the country just can't deal with that. So we need to uphold this Senate tradition.
Could you imagine every 4 to 8 years? I mean, you'd be a ping pong ball. Trying to figure out what the laws were. You see, but what Republican leadership did was wise, because, as you know, Chris, you've got to bully a bully. And this is what the Democrats are doing. They're trying to bully their way through all this, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, and thank God, you know, for, you know, the courage of Mitch McConnell. He's not been one to, you know, to feign anyway. So, but thank God for him and his leadership, you know, to bully back and say, okay, hey, you know, and I think that the Republicans have had enough of this stuff for what they've done, especially in the House with some of these members and, you know, some of the things that they've done, you know, to the Republican members, which in the past, the Republicans have been very conciliatory towards Democrats. They've not taken them off of committees, you know, one thing or another. I mean, and it's gotten so extreme. I mean, to the point where you got somebody like Eric Swalwell, who is sleeping with the enemy, an acknowledged spy, a Chinese spy, and he's still on a committee of such high importance and having, you know, security information available to him. And he's still, you know, he's still on that committee, much less still a congressman.
Right, right. And you know, there's another area where Republican leadership has stepped up to the table. You know, the Democratic majority has punished members of the Republican Party, of the Republican caucus in the House, and Kevin McCarthy has pushed back and said, hey, if you're gonna continue to do this, then we're gonna do it right back, and here's our list of people, and Swalwell was right on top. But you know, while I would love to see, we've been especially on issues like immigration and some of the other issues, pressing issues of the day, we've had such stalemate over the years. It would be nice to break through it, but this is not the way to break through it. The way to break through it is not to blow up the Senate tradition of the filibuster and then again create this ping pong match as you described it. The way is to try to find out what the people want and actually represent your constituents.
They want the government to work for themselves. You know, we've got to get it out of the emotional realm, because the temptation is, as it's projected right now, and especially with these latest numbers about there being for the first time in how many decades, you know, more Republicans than Democrats now. I mean, this is a tsunami here. And it doesn't portend very well for the midterms when it comes to the Democrats. So there's going to be a huge power shift. And the thing that bothers me, in part to your point here, Chris, is that Republicans, as they take over, you know, control of both houses here, that they start going crazy and go, you know, they you know, grab onto a Democratic mindset, and they start, you know, investigating to no end and getting lost in the weeds and all this other stuff instead of being about the people's business, and waste this grand opportunity.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, there was a Hill piece the other day that interviewed a number of Republicans, especially in the House of Representatives, and asked them, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when you take over the Republican, when you take over the majority in the House, assuming that happens? What are some of the priorities? And you're right. There's some of these things that reflect exactly what the Democrats have been doing for the last 12 months. But another thing that concerned me too is at the same time, they can't rush to the table and be ready to cut deals with the Democrats, because they do, right, they will be in a position of power. So, you know, that's where they need to come and say, here's our starting line, and now you have to come towards us, and maybe we'll move a little bit towards you, instead of just jumping right into the middle, because we know what happens in the direction of Democrats.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because in the past, Republicans have been more willing to compromise and move toward the Democrats. And then when the Democrats are in power, it's no way. I mean, guess what? You're not even invited to the party. No reindeer games for you, buddy.
Exactly.
You know, because as Barack Obama world famously said, elections have consequences. And that's the game they play. And but it's going to be up to the Republicans, if they're able to take control of both houses, that they do so with wisdom and effectiveness. Chris Chmielewski, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence.